Hi, you're listening to Chris T on WFMU. Wait, you're listening to me at the moment, but Mr. T, not the Mr. T, but Chris T will be along. I'm Ricky Gervais from The Office and Extras. But what I mean is the programme that this is part of is Chris. You get the idea.
If you ask me what vibe I'm going to lay down, it's going to be a very much just a chill-out, let's-get-to-know-each-other type of vibe.
We never walk.
No worries.
We never talk.
Yeah.
We never find the time.
Yeah.
To be close again. There it goes again. Communication breakdown.
Oh, love me. Pathetic.
Communication breakdown.
Not at all. To some extent, very much so. Don't know.
Too much concern for money to burn. Too many things to do.
I've never come over a little queer.
Now you don't need me. And I don't need you. Communication breakdown.
That's mental.
Communication breakdown.
Come off it. It's you.
One by one, they fell. Now the leaves of love cling to the ground. Communication breakdown.
Our greatest glory is not in never falling.
Communication breakdown.
But in rising every time we fall.
Too much too soon. Too much temptation in a hurry.
You're not fooling anyone. They know I'm rock and roll through and through.
It's a sad situation. Too much worry. I can tell that it's over now. Communication breakdown.
But you know that old thing, live fast, die young.
Communication breakdown.
Not my way. Live fast, sure, live too very fast sometimes.
There it goes.
But die young.
Communication breakdown.
Die old, that's the word. Not orthodox.
Communication breakdown.
I don't live by the rules. You know.
When it's right, it's so right.
When you laugh,
when it's wrong, it's so
your brain
wrong.
Releases endorphins.
When it's gone, it's all gone. It's too breakdown.
Are you familiar with the term
communication breakdown?
Laughter is the best medicine.
I can tell that it's over now.
I try and laugh several times a day just because it makes you feel good. So let's try that.
Communication breakdown.
Come on, trust me, you'll feel. You're listening to Chris T on WFMU. My point is this. Life is about communication. We live for 3 score year and 10, and it's, did I communicate? Yes, you did. Did I get something across? Yes, you did. Are you going to pay me for it? Yes, lots. Thanks very much. Not why I do it, but thank you.
WFMU. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm coming up, so you better get a party started. Shamo! I'm coming up, I'm coming. I hope not. I'm in the pink.
Here we are. Chris T, WFMU, yeah?
Except no substitutes.
How does she know I drive a Mercedes?
Huh?
Yes, it's true. 300D, diesel. Hello, it's Chris T in Studio B of WFMU. Today is Friday, September 23rd. Now, that's something I usually never do. I don't get all date-specific here on Communication Breakdown, but since this will be the last purpose-built communication breakdown podcast, I thought I'd give you a little glimpse behind the music. Or behind the radio. I don't know, what would you call it? Behind the podcast? I'm in Studio B. It's 10 to 5 on a Friday afternoon. I took the day off from work. I've had a cold for the last week. It's mostly a head cold. Got a head full of snot and a heart full of soul. I first used that joke on an aerial view in 1994, I believe. Which reminds me, there are aerial view archives going up all the time. I try to put up a new one every week, and we're back in 1993, 1994. You could always find those at WFMU.org. Make your way to the archives page. And the podcast, as you probably know, podcast.wfmu.org is also my blog. Oh, there's so much. And there's change afoot. You know, I got a lot of emails from people that were very nice saying, please don't stop doing the show. Because in Communication Breakdown 13, I mentioned that I would soon stop doing the show. But there has been a 13th hour. Is it 13th or a 25th hour save? I don't know what you call it. But the show, Communication Breakdown, will now become a live, real-time, web streaming show. Beginning Friday, October 14th, if all goes well, at 6 a.m. There's still a lot of technology to work out. I spoke to Ken Friedman about it just today, and we are having to, like, pioneer a lot of this technology. Well, not the technology, but we're having to figure out how exactly we can patch everything together to make it work. And this is where it gets really behind the radio, because it's a technical issue of being able to switch the stream at 6 a.m. automatically and then switch it back at 9 a.m. It's very involved. So we're crossing our fingers that come Friday, October 14th at 6 a.m. there will be a brand new Communication Breakdown, one taking place in real time, a show you'll actually be able to call. You'll be able to call a phone number and get into Studio B, and we'll be able to talk while the show is going on. And then what's going to happen with that three-hour show is a portion of that will become the Communication Breakdown podcast. It'll be the portion without copyrighted music. There's still a lot of issues surrounding the use of copyrighted music on the web. So what will happen is that three-hour show will be condensed. See, I'm going to have to pull out all of the copyrighted music. And I'm hoping that even with that extra work that I'm going to have to do, I am hoping that it's going to be less work than these Communication Breakdowns have been every 2 weeks. They've ranged from a low of 8 hours of production time to one that took about, if I was honest with myself, it took probably 22 or 23 hours of production time. And I just cannot do that. I'm sorry. So I'm glad that I'm doing a show in real time. I'm glad also that I'll be able to speak to you. And you'll be able to phone in, and I'm glad all over, as the Dave Clark 5 might say, but that's not a cue for the Dave Clark 5, because today's show, whatever the hell, tonight's show, whenever you're listening to this program, is going to be, again, about me, Chris T, and my attempts to sing. I'm not much of a singer. I couldn't carry a tune with a handle attached, as the old saying goes, but I love to try to sing. Because I admire people that sing, especially men that can sing. Because on the surface of it, it's just such, well, it's a difficult thing to do, you know, for a guy to go out there and sing, I think. I don't know why I think this, but I guess I come from a family where none of the men would ever think about breaking out into song. You know, men just don't do that kind of thing. I don't know. I'm not going to get into that now, but this is all an elaborate way of telling you that today's show, tonight's show, whatever the fuck time it is. Oh, that's the other nice thing about the web-only show. I will be able to curse, so that'll be a lot of fun. I'll be able to play dirty words. It's not going to be beholden to the FCC. And if you got kids or you're at work at that time of the morning, you know, I would suggest listening with headphones, okay? But back to tonight's show. It's going to be me singing with the Hoof and Mouth Sinfonia, which is a marathon tradition now. It started in 2001, if memory serves. And during that particular year, I decided to tackle one of my favorite Who songs from the Who Sell Out, All About Deodorant. Here I am with the Hoof and Mouth Symphony, and then I'll be back and we'll have more. Today's show, tonight's show, whatever the fuck, is going to consist of all the songs that I've ever sung with the Hoof and Mouth Symphony. Right now, let's go back to the year 2001.
She couldn't ever sing any better, but Mr. Davidson never rang. She knew he would forget her. She'd seen him there and put herself to ransom. He had stared, he really was quite handsome. She had been best. She couldn't ever look any better, but she knew she'd failed the test. She knew he would forget her. Triumphant was the way she felt as she acknowledged the award. Triumphant was the way she felt when she saw him at the dressing room. Praised her for her grace, but his expression changed. She had seen as he went to kiss her face. It ended there. He claimed a late appointment. She quickly turned to hide her disappointment. She ripped her glittering gown, couldn't face another show, no. Her deodorant had let her down. She should have used Odorono.
WFMU. Yes, how about that? Me, Chris T, tackling The Who. Odorono. I was always fascinated by that song. I love that album, The Who Sell Out. I'm, of course, disappointed that it turned out to be true and that it's no longer ironic that Pete Townsend is just a song whore. I don't care what kind of face he tries to put on it. How he talks about, oh, I have an organization that I have to take care of. I have people in my employ. So I must sell these songs to the fucking Hummer people. You know, I'm just getting so sick of it. All these songs that used to mean so much to me now sullied forever with images of fucking SUVs climbing all over planet Earth. Pete, stop already, would you please? Jesus Christ, how much more money do you need? Jesus Christ! Why don't you just do a stage version of Quadrophenia and leave it at that? Don't sell any more songs. You could take them to Broadway. I don't give a fuck. I'll go see the show. Just stop molesting your own music. Oh, I'm sorry. Poor choice. Let's get back to why we're here. This is the final purpose-built communication breakdown podcast, and we are playing, I use the royal we there, I am playing some music I've done over the years with the Hoof and Mouth Symphonia, which is a marathon tradition I didn't exactly explain before. It consists of a lot of staff members who are musically talented, who could play an instrument, led by Scott Williams as the ultimate kind of karaoke band, you know. And what happens is you submit your song, the song you'd like to sing, and you are added to the queue, and it grows every year. More and more WFMU staff members wanting to get up and sing. And in 2001, we saw appearances from, among others, Rob Weisberg and Hov and Belinda. Dave the Spaz got up, sang a song. The Dirty Duck was there. Terry T. We also heard from Irene and from Ken Friedman. And Scott took a solo. Sue Braun. It was a very interesting year, of course, with the appearance of Michelle Boulay doing Mother Rage. That was quite exciting. You can find all this information at the website, WFMU.org. Type in Hoof and Mouth in the search box, and I'm sure a lot of things will pop up. We heard on that Odorono, that version of Odorono, we heard Brian Turner and Scott Williams on the guitars, the great Dennis Dykin on drums, whom you know and love from the Smithereens. Douglas Wolk on bass, Jason Doss on the viola. We also had the great DA, the DJ, Dave Amels on the organ. On violin, PGB, and engineered by Irene Trudell, the Hoof and Mouth Symphonia 2001 Odorono. We move on to 2002, and I have not been able to find a better version of this. I'm sorry, but I'm sticking in the real audio version of this. That's why the audio is not going to be quite as good as some of the other stuff you'll hear tonight, today, whenever the fuck you're listening to this. The thing about it is this: the performance wasn't all that great either. So I'm kind of glad that the crappy audio matches the crappy performance. It was a bad year for me in 2002 with the Hoof and Mouth Symphonia. I did a T-Rex song, The Slider, and it just did not come out the way I wish it would have. It was a royal disappointment to me, and I'm sure it will be a royal disappointment to you. Listen now to one of the crappiest versions of The Slider you'll ever hear anywhere. Communication Breakdown, Chris T.
I have never known the wind before was like a ball of love. I could never see the cosmic sea was like a bumblebee. And when I'm sad, I slide. Never kissed a car before. It's like a dog. I have always grown my own before. All screws are straight. And when I'm sad, I slide. And when I'm sad, I slide.
Now it only sounds out of tune. Last time,
I have never nearly known before. It's how the garden grows. Oh, oh. I could never see the cosmic sea. Slide.
I'm going to slide on out of here. You've been listening to the WSMU Marathon 2002. Hey, I tried. That's the important part. I tried, God knows. I'm going to throw it back up to Studio B. The Hoof and Mouth Symphonia sends good night.
WFMU.
There we have it. There you are, the slider from the 2002 Hoof and Mouth Symphonia with me, Chris T, up there bravely trying to keep from collapsing into a pool of tears over just how much it sucked. I won't even name the backing musicians. They may not want to be attributed on that one. Let's move on to 2003, which was a much, much better year for me as far as I'm concerned. When I decided to tackle Merle Travis number 16 Tons, which Merle had no success with whatsoever, but which later became a hit, of course, in the hands of that old pea picker, Tennessee Ernie Ford. Here I am with one of my favorite working slash protest songs of all time, a genre which has completely disappeared. Ladies and gentlemen, it's me with 16 Tons.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. Sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons, a number that's gold. The store boss said, "Will I bless my soul?" And I loaded 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. Saint Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the Cambridge by old mother line. No high-toned woman gonna make me cross the line. I own 16 tons, bloody ass. Another day older than deeper in debt. Saint Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Coming better, step aside. A lot of men hit, a lot of men die. One fist of iron, the other of steel. Don't get you then, the left one will you. 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I owe my soul to the company store.
I am buying my soul back from the company store, just so you know. It's an easy plan. Thank you very much.
WFMU.
Yes, the Merle Travis number 16 Tons is performed by me, Chris T, at the 2003 Hoof and Mouth Symphonia, tradition which wraps up our fundraising marathon every year, and I'm so glad that we're doing it. It's a healthy tradition. It's become a healthy tradition under the tutelage of Scott Williams. And on that cut, you would have heard Scott in there, along with Brian Turner and the usual suspects, Dave Amos, Dennis Thiken on drums, PGB on the violin. Everybody chipping in together. That's what it's all about, really. And, you know, the next marathon is going to be here before we know it. It's scheduled for February 27th through March 12th, and I'm mulling over a number of songs that I might try out at the next Hoof and Mouth, and I would love to hear your feedback on what you think. I'll give you what I have so far that I'm considering tackling, and the first is the Neil Young song Powderfinger. I'd love to do that with the band because I think it could be very powerful. And the other one I was thinking about was Ape Man, the Kinks song, which I've had a perverse satisfaction with, obsession with, I should say, for the past few months now. There is a third song that I'm kicking around, but I can't remember what it is right now. Maybe I'll know it by the next time I address you. But first, before that happens, let's move ahead to the year 2004, the Hoof and Mouth Symphonia for 2004. And this is interesting, because what had happened was in 2003, after I was done with 16 Tons, at some point I remember I was speaking to Gaylord. Because it's always a great big party. You know, we've managed to turn the end of the marathon into a really satisfying party. And I was talking to Gaylord, and he was saying, hey, great job on 16 Tons. And I was congratulating him on his version of My Little Red Book, which he sang that year. And we talked, and we said, you know, we should do something together next year. I mean, this is how I remember. Gaylord might have a different story, but you know, we were thinking about a number to do, and I said, how about you know my name? Look up my number. Because I had recently read somewhere Paul McCartney saying it was his favorite Beatles song. So that's the number that we decide to tackle for the year 2004. And it's coming up right now. Gaylord Fields and me, Chris T, together at last on You Know My Name, Look Up My Number.
You're experiencing a communication breakdown on WFMU.org.
For Dennis O'Bell.
You know my name. You know my name. Gaylord Fields, Chris T, host of Aerial View. Gentlemen, thank you so much. And we're gonna take it back to a Studio B with Ken. How's it going, Ken?
It's going great, Sue. That was incredible.
You're in the middle of a communication breakdown.
Yes, yes, yes. Beautifully done. That was a high point for me. That was really, what a nice time. Gaylord Fields, Chris T at the 2004 Marathon, end of Marathon Party with the Hoof and Mouth Symphonia performing. Of course, they're the Beatles' number. You know my name, look up my number, which I first heard as the flip side of, yes, I believe it was Lady Madonna on the Apple label, little B-side. My sister had, of course, all the Beatles 45, so I remember flipping that one over. Oh, what's on the other side of Lady Madonna? I said to my pre-adolescent self, gee, what is this? Let's flip this sucker over. There's another song here. Back then, we had much lower expectations. We didn't have fucking iPods with 40,000 hours of music and audiobooks and podcasts on there. You had one song, and then you had another one if you were lucky. I'll flip over this 45. What's on the other side? Oh, look! What a bizarre number. And Paul McCartney, he must have been joking when he, of course, he said it was his favorite Beatles song of all time. I think he was just having someone on. You know, like the English say. What do they say? You know, taking the piss. Chris T, back again, communication breakdown number 14, which will be the last purpose-built podcast. The show will become a real-time streaming program beginning October 14th, 6 a.m., 6 to 9 a.m. program. I know I'm out of my fucking mind because, of course, I'm going to then have to get on a train and go to work after that. So I may be, again, biting off more than I can chew. Let's find out. Let's just do an experiment. We'll try it for a little while, see if it works, you know. It's going to be exciting because you'll be able to call, and as soon as I know what those phone numbers are, I will get them to you. You'll see them on the blog or on the homepage somewhere. You'll be able to call in the Studio B from anywhere in the world. We'll be able to talk. It'll be fun. And then portions of that program will become the next podcast, of course, because no one has dealt with the issue of copyrighted music on the internet yet. It's, as far as I'm concerned, very fucked up. Right now, let's go to the last Hoof and Mouth Symphonia, the last marathon, which took place in 2005 in February, or was it March of 2005? And I decided I would tackle another protest song. It was a song that I again had become obsessed with because, if you're anything like me, and God, I hope that's not true. I don't want to issue that disclaimer every time I say that, but I do mean it sincerely. If you're anything like me, you become obsessed with songs in cycles. You know, you'll go 2 weeks where you'll listen to one song again and again and again. I mean, you don't just listen to it once, right? And I had become obsessed with the 1974 CB novelty song by C.W. McCall called Convoy, which of course you all know. It was a number one hit. It was a number one hit, and the guy's name wasn't even, there was no C.W. McCall. That was all just made up. The guy's name was it Bill Fries or Fries? It might not have been Bill, but the last name of the guy who did it. And he was a Nashville guy, right, who decided to do this novelty song because CB was big that year. 73, 74, CB, huge, right? So he does the song Convoy, and I decide I'm going to perform it with the Hoof and Mouth. Here it is now, me, Chris T, on Communication Breakdown once again trying to sing. And, you know, before I play this one, that reminds me. To me, the secret about, you know, having a successful, doing a successful number with the Hoof and Mouth Symphonia, and for me, who's not a singer, you know, and for a non-singer, to me, the secret is choose a non-singer song. Choose a song that's done by somebody who can't sing. And C.W. McCall, of course, couldn't sing, which is why he talked his way through this song, right? So now I think I'm on to something. I think I might have figured it out. Once again, the songs I'm considering for 2006 include Powderfinger, the Neil Young number, and Eight Man by the Kinks. And there was a third, and I thought I knew what it was, and it turns out I'm wrong. I wrote it down. It's at home, so at some point you'll learn it. But vote between those two if you can now. Go to CT, email me at ct@wfmu.org. I may even put something on the blog about this, because you'll have a chance to actually influence what song I tackle at the next Hoof and Mouth Symphonia. The epic, the strange epic, enigmatic epic, let's say, Powderfinger, Look Out Mama, There's a White Boat Coming Down the River, or Eight Man by the Kinks. Here, put those two songs out of your mind, because here's Convoy.
WFMU.
Brick 09, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy of me, Big Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to flag town, come on. Yeah, that's a Big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got a
Was it darker the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs? Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling logs. We's headed for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pig Pen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down. By the time we got into Tulsa town, we had 85 trucks and all. But there's a roadblock up on the clover leaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them smoky stingers, bugs on a bumper, they even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a hunting bear. Up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them sitting on the scales. By the time we hit that Chi-Town, them bears were getting smart. They brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars, tanks, jeeps, and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops were full of bears, and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line and we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus. Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but I didn't have a doggone time. I says, Pig Pen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I said, let them truckers roll 10-4.
There you have it. There it is. Christy with Convoy. That's me, huh? Trying to carry a tune. But as I mentioned earlier, the secret really to doing this as a non-singer is to choose a song that a non-singer sings. All right, your choices for the 2006 Hoof and Mouth Symphony. What I'm considering doing, I'm torn between
Two Lovers.
No, I'm not torn between even one lover. But two songs, Powder Finger by Neil Young and Ape Man by the Kinks. So I'm sure you know those two songs. I don't like to do the obscure numbers. I like to do stuff that's a little more known by folks, and that's okay by me. It's all in the interpretation. So email me and tell me which one you think I should tackle. ct@wfmu.org. That's it for the last purpose-built podcast. The show, as I mentioned earlier, will now become a real-time streaming web-only program heard on WFMU.org between 6 and 9 a.m. every Friday morning. A portion of that program will then become the Communication Breakdown podcast, the show taking on a different form, but that's okay. Change is the only constant in life. Isn't that what they say? You know who they is, don't you? All right, I'm going to leave you with a number here that I was completely blown away by. Every year you get to see just how talented people are and just how they can really step up to the plate and be so charismatic and deliver just such an amazing performances. And this one is one of my all-time favorites. It's Sue Braun from the 2003 Hoof and Mouth Symphonia with a number that had done quite well for Queens of the Stone Age, you know, the one that had Dave Grohl on it that I thought the band sounded amazing on and Sue was amazing on, and that will be it for this Communication Breakdown, except for a special bonus track after the Sue Braun number. A Beach Boys session with Murray Wilson, the father of the Beach Boys, freaking out. So keep it right here. Don't switch to another podcast. I'll be back on Friday, October 14th, for a brand new web-only, real-time streaming program that you will be able to phone. That's the most important part to me. We'll be able to talk to each other again. Matter of fact, there's going to be web-only programming every morning here on WFMU from 6 to 9 a.m., and I'm quite excited about it. Until we meet again, so long, cocksuckers.
Communication Breakdown is a Chris T. production. That ought to hold the little bastards.
W-F-M-U.
Brian, you're coming in shrill. We're missing all our lows. Help me run on Mike. We missed it all. Okay? You're doing great, Al. Loosen up a little.
Put it down one time and we're going to figure out.
Carl gets the box. That was a very comfortable
feeling. You sound good. Brian, you've got a wonderful tune here. I'm sorry to yell. Al, loosen up a little more. I'll say sexy Rhonda more. Rhonda more soft and sexy. Mike. Come on in, closer on that mic when you're running. We missed it.
You probably saw how close that was.
Listen, Carl, ooh, better. Brian, you're awful slow tonight, so soften it a little. We got it. Dennis, don't flat anymore. We got it.
Come back here, see if
we're right. That's what I've got to do that.
Okay. Jesus. Go ahead. How's Linda?
Now, let's hear it.
That's
Let me
good.
Hear one more time. Do it one more time.
Sound good. Okay. Now, loosen up and be happy. Be happy. Ooh. Be happy.
Okay, I'm happy. I am so happy. You can't believe it. I'm so happy we're only doing one
now,
song.
When you see Ron,
here we go. Duplicated like last time, huh?
Because it's all this.
Amen. Brian. Fellas, I have 3,000 words to say. Quit screaming and start singing from your hearts, huh? You're doing fine now. Watch your oohs. Come in on the low notes, Mike. Carl, ooh, come on. Dennis, you're flatting. Okay, Mike, you're flatting on your high notes. Let's go. Let's roll. So you're big stars. Let's fight, huh? Let's fight for success. Okay, let's go. Now loosen up. Be happy. Forget the people in there. Turn the lights out in this room. Turn the lights out in this room.
It's a great idea.
They see so many people here. Okay, fellas, you got any guts? Let's hear it. I said 3,000. Come on, Brian, knock it off.
95.
You guys think you're good? Let's go. Let's go. Fellas, as a team, we're unbeatable. Let's go. You're doing wonderful, Al. Enunciate. Let's go. Forget it. I'll leave, Brian, if you're going to give me a bad time. Let's go. Let's go. I don't care if it does. Let's go. Come on. You got any guts? Let's see it. I don't care how many people are here.
I got one ear left and your big loud voice is killing me.
I'm sorry I'm yelling. Okay, let's go. Loosen up, Al. Watch your flatting. Let's roll. Happy. Loosen it up, fellas.
Come on, let's see them bells.
Okay.
Come on.
So, okay, Audrey and I leave, okay?
No. All I ask is you just put the roll in the hand, Mike, about 500 feet away. Sorry, I forget.
Something's wrong with the recorder, Mike.
Hey, Chuck. Stop it. That didn't fix the recorder, man. I wish somebody would stop it when I say...
He's trying to fix the recorder.
Oh.
Al, come into it. About an inch and 3/4 or 2 inches closer. Come on, Al. You're either coasting... either sing out loud or come in 2 inches, right. One of the two, and enunciate. When you sing Rhonda, make it sexy and soft. Rhonda, you look so fine. Okay? Let's go. Brian, so you're Doug. Okay, let's go. Sing from your hearts.
Don't worry about it. Think of Mary Sue. Sing your heart out. Come on, roll it.
I had a problem with you.
Roll it!
Mike, are you playing that this time, or are you just going to... The tambourine, is it going on tape now, or what?
No!
That's all I want to know!
Chuck, geez. We haven't even been recording our normal 13 hours, couldn't it?
Okay. Al?
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, your voice is shrilling through everybody. Carl, we can't hear Carl. We can hear Dennis, but we can't hear Mike. We can't hear Mike, and we can hardly hear Al.
Okay, now wait a second.
Me?
Which means that
we're locked in together. So Al, Carl has to sing louder. You have to back off 3 inches, Brian. Your voice is too shrill on this harmony kick. Okay, Al, sing from your heart. Al, Brian, Mike, we can hardly hear you. So come in a little more on your low notes, okay? We don't have a blank. Can we hear a chord? Just a chord like we used to. When you used to sing clear records, okay? Let's go. Mike, you're too close on your low notes. Kyle, come in a little. Mike, you back off when we got the blend, okay? Dennis, watch your flatting, dear. Okay, Al, loosen up and we got it. This is going to be a hell of a hit. Let's go. Loosen up. Loosen up a little. So, Dad, Brian, I'm a genius too. Let's go, huh?
Turn down his playback thing because it's my ears going out.
I'm sorry. The mic's too close. Got it? Is that better?
That's a lot better.
Much better.
Just come in a little, Mike, but watch your low notes, okay? Brian, forget who you are, will you? Let's go. Let's roll. No one can hear what I'm saying because it's too far away from the mic.
That's where it's at. What?
Come on.
Come on, guys. Come on.
Okay. Carl, can I hear your part? I can't even hear you, dear.
Hey?
I have three,
Carl, you're not
three
loud enough, really.
Parts, three notes.
Ooh.
Well, come on in and sing it. Then you've been loafing for 2 hours.
Come
Let's
on
go.
In the door, Carl.
What's come the matter? In. You made too much money, buddy?
No.
Let's sing from your heart. So let's go.
All right. Sing from your pocketbook.
I know you're not talked this way much, but I'm your father.
Wait a minute.
Come
boy.
On, fellas.
Let's go.
This damn thing is so frustrating.
Al's doing a fantastic job, Dennis and Mike, and Brian Shrill. But let's, come on, girl, baby.
Help me get her out of my heart. It's beating so fast, man. It's not on my lip. Help me, Rhonda.
Loosen up, Al. Help me, Rhonda. Bang, syncopate it. And then sexy on the Rhonda after you go in the bridge.
Syncopate to syncopate. All right, you got a deal.
Can I correct me?
Okay.
Mike, I'm sorry.
Now wait a second. Let's keep. Go ahead now. Say what you want
to
say.
All we needed was Al to loosen up. Dennis was flatting. Brian and Mike was flatting on his high notes.
Yeah.
We need help.
Who needs help?
We need the honest projection that we used to have.
You want to have like
when you guys get too
seven,
much.
Right?
When you guys get too much money, you start thinking you're going to make everything a hit.
Well,
now,
let
Brian,
me ask you this.
Come on now.
I just want to make sure this is on tape.
This is an absolute insult.
Well, you're doing the same to me.
You're
in for 20 people.
Okay.
Let me see. What else have we got?
I'm sorry. I'll never help you guys mix another station.
Why?
Because you don't appreciate the good help Chuck Gritz and I have given you. You
don't
took
appreciate
a beautiful
the
gift, and then you guys start coming off.
Okay.
Now, listen, let me tell you something.
Yes.
When you guys get so big that you can't sing from your hearts, you're going downhill.
Downhill.
Downhill. Let's go, Brian. I'm sorry. Give me the kitten. I'm sorry.
Hearts.
So Al was too loud, but we wanted to make him sing with confidence. He needs it.
That doesn't make him sing with confidence. He can't hear you turn the knob.
Well,
so.
I'm sorry. Son, I'm sorry. I'm protecting
50-50 world, mother.
I've protected you for 22 years, but I can't go on if you're not going to listen to an intelligent man. Against a against many people that tried to hurt you.
Are you going now?
No. This is awfully unfair for you to...
Are you going or staying? I want to know.
It's going what you want. If you want to fight for success, I'll go all out.
No, I don't. We don't do that.
You think you got it made?
No, we don't.
Son?
We would like to record under an atmosphere of calmness.
I love you.
My
mother loves you.
We like to relax.
First of all, you should never have all these people here.
Second of all,
they're
not saying anything. You're the one talking.
You forget to sing from your hearts. Carl, Dennis is flatting. Michael's flatting on his high nose. Al was tight. Okay. I try to give you tips, and you think because you've had a few hits, you got it made. Son, success is never comes easy. You have to fight for it all the time.
What quote you in the industry?
And son, remember this. You always have to fight for success because it comes from your heart. Success never comes from a phony singing for money. You have to sing from your heart.
Go tell Johnny Rivers that.
I don't care who you tell. Dick Dale, Capitol Records, anybody. You sing from your heart. Forget it. I'm sorry, dear. We'll never come to another recording session. Carl, I'm so sorry.
I'm not talking to you.
I know.
I'm not talking. A kid got a big success and he thinks he owns the business. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, dear. I'm sorry. I want Capitol Brass these tunes because you can't compete with the brains that are trying to hurt you. Please remember that you can only... I'm sorry. I can't talk anymore. You can only fight from the bottom of your heart. When you forget to sing from your heart, you do it, but the other guys are coasting.
Why don't you go tell Dennis that? Or who's not singing? Who's not singing?
The guys are coasting. Chuck and I used to make one hit after another, and in 30 minutes, you guys take 5 hours to do it.
Times are changing.
You know why? Because you guys think you have an image.
Times are changing.
Don't ever forget.
Times are changing.
Yeah. Honesty is the best policy, sons. Right, Mike? You know what I'm talking about, Mike. We've had our differences. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Forget your image as a producer, dear. You can live for 200 years if you grow. Okay, forget it.
Soylent Green is made out of people.
W-M-U. You gotta tell them Soylent Green is people!